Please hang up and try again.
Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Statman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Oh, Freak Nation, it's going to be a fun couple of hours here in the Lucas Oil Studio. Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, Richard C. Suave. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and every other social media account that we're on. TikTok, Shorts, we're there for you. Kind of like those punches that Ricky Stenhouse Jr. landed on Kyle Busch's face post All-Star race. I can tell you this, Freak Nation, we're planning on doing the first 30 minutes or so on what happened over the weekend regarding the Indy 500 qualifying with Kyle Larson and all the Penske madness. But the fist hurt around the pits of motorsports with, oh man, with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. on Kyle Busch. Again, Statman, how many times have we been in newsrooms where you've got the full 1 hour of the news broadcast laid out? This is how it's going to go. And then seconds before you go live, bam, something happens to where you got to drop it all in the trash and roll with the punches in no programming.
Yeah, roll with the punches is exactly right. You have to get them out there. Stenhouse promised, I'm going to do something about it. It's not going to be a waste of time. Stay tuned, as we say in the news business. Right after this break, they had the break, and all of a sudden, jaws were breaking and fists were flying, and everything was upside down.
Yep, I think his specific words were, well, after he said, I'm not going anywhere, there's no tunnel here, I can't leave. And so then he said, just watch after the race. Well, we did, and we got some entertainment.
Well,
more entertainment. More entertainment than the race, that's for sure.
Without question.
Yeah, leading up to the race, if the only highlight, frankly, was Kyle Larson taking off in an airplane from Indianapolis, landing in an airplane, and then taking a helicopter to North Wilkesboro to run in the All-Star, if that's your only highlight up until the punch was thrown after the race, I mean, Joey Logano, that's the easiest $1 million. Joey Logano can't win a freaking points race, but when there's $1 million at stake, my gosh, he wins $1 million. But again, we're not talking about Joey Logano winning $1 million. We're talking about Ricky Stenhouse and the punch.
The predicted punch as well. Yeah, the headlines now, you just brought up Kyle Larson. He qualifies fifth as a rookie for the Indy 500, and then helicopters to plane, back to helicopter to car to North Wilkesboro, and finishes third at the All-Star race. I mean, dude had a massive weekend. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about how Scott McLaughlin sets records in Indianapolis for the Indy 500 pole, and then teammate Joey Logano down south takes $1 million home. We're not talking about the Penske sweep this weekend. We're talking about punches thrown. Is it WWE or racing?
Suave, you were so kind to do your due diligence. Do we have some video pulled up, ready to go from the punch?
Yeah, what would you like first, Kenny? Would you like to hear from Ricky Stenhouse Jr. earlier in the press conference room, like we mentioned earlier, when he was talking about basically calling a shot that he was going to have to wait after the race to get back at Kyle? Or would you actually like to see the punches themselves?
Well,
give me the fight. I want to see the fight again. I want to see the punch again.
Again, let's set it up real quick. If you didn't see this in the All-Star race, again, there was some back and forth between Ricky Stenhouse and Kyle Busch on the racetrack. Kyle Busch ended up taking out Ricky Stenhouse Jr., maybe a little retaliation. And then this is what happened, Freak Nation, with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Kyle Busch. If you're watching us,
when it's $1 million on the line, I think all the rules go out the window of clean. So I knew that was coming. I was trying to maintain that clean air. If I lost the clean air, we wouldn't have won the race. So we maintained it all day, and man, feels good. Feels great. $1 million on the line. I think all the rules go out the window. So I knew that was coming. I was trying to maintain that clean air. If I lost the clean air, we wouldn't have won the race. So we made the rules go out the window of clean. So
I did a good job defending that punch, though. I feel like that was some Taekwondo lessons from Kyle Busch there.
But the audio is Jamie Little's still with Joey Logano as Fox is showing that video.
Yeah,
right?
I was trying to figure out who was that audio. Who are we listening to while we watch a punch? And Richie, I think you nailed it. I don't think Stenhouse landed the punch. I think he air punched him because Kyle moved back, and then somebody grabbed Stenhouse, and he's like, "Oh wait, you got my shirt."
There you go, Freak Nation.
I'm just glad that when we were watching this live right before we go on air live on the Freak Radio Network. I pointed it out to you guys that they were talking, and I said out loud, I was like, punch him, Ricky, punch him. Not believing he was going to do it for a second. And 10 seconds later, wham, in comes the right hand from Ricky Stenhouse.
Yeah, everybody's got a plan until they get hit in the face. And then
famous Mike Tyson quote, right?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
So there you go. That's your... Oh, man. Is that the highlight of the, and sadly, that's what's going to take over the headlines from Kyle Larson, from Scott McLaughlin, is the punch from Ricky Stenhouse to Kyle Busch.
You know, that's a good point, because that race, the All-Star race, was boring, and yet that's still going to steal headlines because of the fight post-race over all the incredible racing action that happened on the day. I mean, heck, we haven't even mentioned NHRA and the... awesome tribute to Don Schumacher with Antoine Brown and Matt Hagen winning. There's so many great racing storylines from this weekend, especially Sunday. Yet, nope, the punch is going to take over all topics at the water cooler come Monday.
It's just, I'm not going to say without fail, but Richie was calling a shot. And then again, bam, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., lands the punch, or doesn't land the punch, tries to punch Kyle Busch after a little bit of action on the track at the All-Star race.
Yeah, the shot heard round North Wilkesboro.
This is like the Zapruder film, dude. I love this because I'm watching a different angle here to see if he actually connected.
Right.
And I don't think he did. I think Ricky missed him. Oh, wait. No, maybe he got him. He got him with a 1-2, I think.
Zapruder film.
It is. We'll probably hear from Kyle next week if Ricky connected or not.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah. It will be a fun week on social media. There's so much coming up this Memorial Day weekend. Woo, the lead up to all these races is going to be so fun.
IndyCar cannot catch a break.
No, they can't.
Kyle Larson was the lead for 48 hours with IndyCar, even 72 hours with IndyCar. And then you think Steve Phelps said, Stenhouse, after the race, go out there and punch Kyle. I'm tired of all this Kyle Larson IndyCar. I need all the attention back here on NASCAR. But it's going to be the Coca-Cola 600. No, it's going to be Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Kyle Busch at the Coca-Cola 600. And then there's Kyle Larson over there. They're getting a top five in the Indy 500.
Then getting in a helicopter. Then getting in a jet. And then another helicopter. And another car.
Oh, it's going to be everybody watching Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Kyle Busch for the Coca-Cola 600. Oh, motorsports.
Never a dull moment.
If you watch this, if you get a chance to watch, oh, man.
Oh, man, what?
There's more video coming out as we speak, as we do this show. Again, this show is typically done live Sunday nights on the Freak Radio Network and across all of our social media channels. And then we put the new episode up on MAV TV, 12 p.m. Eastern. But this is developing as we do the show, which, by the way, speaking of Freak Nation, Daniel Hemric, NASCAR Cup Series pilot, who did not make the freaking All-Star race, by the way, he will be featured on MAV TV this Thursday night, 10:30 p.m. Eastern on the live. fantastic insight to this driver who Xfinity Series champion, rookie of the year at one time, and now running for Colic Racing in the Cup Series. They go behind the scenes with Daniel Hemric. You can see that on MAB TV 1030 Pacific. Also coming up in the show, Frederick Osbo, the winningest driver in Formula D. He'll be here in the Freak Nation. And Antron Brown, winner from Chicago, here in the Freak Nation. And Crasher, you had a chance to catch up with Scott McLaughlin, your pole sitter for the Indy 500 there at Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Huge.
Dead silence.
Huge weekend.
A poll. I just put out a poll at Speed Freaks on Twitter. You can vote. If you're watching us on MAV TV, go ahead and vote as well. At Speed Freaks, the poll's still up. The biggest story of the weekend, Larson fifth in 500 quali, Stenhouse punches Rowdy, and Scott McLaughlin did set a brand new record in Indy 500 qualifying today. So those are your three options.
And that last
poll ever, fastest poll ever.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Fastest front row ever too, which we just had that, by the way, 2 years ago. And so we're just breaking them and breaking them and breaking those records. Crazy.
You know what? That's going to be number three. Number one's going to be Ricky Stenhouse and Kyle Busch.
Oh, yeah.
Number two is going to be Kyle Larson. And then the fastest poll ever is going to be number three. Speaking of poll, we'll get to more of the madness that is, of course, the All-Star race. Crash Gladys Pit News and Notes coming up. We'll get back to Joey Logano collecting a million. Dude cannot win in a points race, but man, if there's $1 million at stake, holy smokes. But coming up next, Crash Gladys Pit News and Notes, and we will hear from Scott McLaughlin. Crasher had a chance to catch up with your pole sitter. It's all coming up. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
From the labs at Lucas Oil Products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil, it works.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance, coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001. Speed Freaks is brought to you by BetterHelp. And Crasher, now that the holiday season is behind us, no more stress for the new year, right?
Are you kidding me? Nah. Kenny, the new year comes, we have so many promises in our heads and in our hearts. Reality hits, especially because it's winter. Winter is a tough season. So the way to keep yourself warm in these cold temps, cloudy days, is to reach out for others. And one of the best ways to do so is through BetterHelp. I think our holiday card even said this, that we sent out to people. You've got 365 new days to write your own story. So write it with BetterHelp. Make the end of your 2025, make that final chapter of this year positive.
And less stress. BetterHelp, it's fully online, making therapy affordable. It's convenient. Easily switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Visit BetterHelp.com/SpeedFreaks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/SpeedFreaks.
3 years of sellout crowds. 3 years of edge of your seat action. 3 years of jaw-dropping finishes. Worldwide Technology Raceway has rocked the world of NASCAR. And now, NASCAR is giving us another reason to celebrate. The 2025 NASCAR Cup Series Championship Playoffs are coming. Sunday, September 7th, 2025. Go to WWTRaceway.com for the hottest ticket of the year.
Speed Freaks
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks.
We're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Today, you go to lucasoil.com. That's lucasoil.com to check out a line of products to keep inside your engine, outside your engine, inside your car, outside your car, fat and happy. Lucas Oil with plenty of products to keep your rides on the road. Go to lucasoil.com. Lucasoil.com, proud partners of the Freaks for over two decades. Again, the headline for Sunday night with the NASCAR Cup Series race was Kyle Busch and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. with a punch to Kyle Busch's face, stealing all the thunder of Kyle Larson's epic run for Indy 500 qualifying. Scott McLaughlin, the quickest qualifying time, or quickest qualifying pole ever, the quickest front row ever for the Indy 500. It was the punch that we saw after the All-Star race. Three quarters of the people couldn't even tell you who won the damn thing, Joey Logano. But they know damn well who got punched. What does the poll look like so far on Speed Freaks? What's the percentage there, Richard C. Suave? You asked one, two, or three, which is going to be the headline over the weekend, right?
Yes. Yes, I did. People are already Zapruder. They're already sending us screenshots and trying to figure out if Ricky Stenhouse did indeed make contact. But right now, it's a dead heat between Larson and Ricky Stenhouse, yep. 45% each.
There you go. Sorry, McLaughlin.
I'm goblin. 10%.
You put your life on the line, your body going 240 plus miles an hour in the trap of Indianapolis Motor Speedway, but you don't take the headlines.
Nope. Well, we've got Scott McLaughlin.
Our punch stole all the headlines.
Say that against that.
A 2 mile an hour punch stole all the headlines.
We'll get to the Scott McLaughlin interview coming up in moments. Your stat man, Scott, Antron Brown will be here in the Freak Nation. Daniel Hemric featured on MAB TV's The Life coming up here in the Freak Nation. But Crash Gladys, can you get to some quick pit news and notes?
I can do it quick, but man, this was a weekend. We had pole day. We had bump day. We had an all-star race. We had the Monster Jam World Finals, and we had NHRA just cruising at 300 miles an hour up in Chicago. First Monster Jam. Colt Stevens kicking things off with a massive launch on the Lucas Oil High Jump for the win. Then Zach Garner taking the racing win, his first World Finals win, I believe. And the man, Tyler Menenga in Gravedigger, took home the uber-popular freestyle in Los Angeles. Indianapolis had action all over Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Saturday locked in the first 30 drivers for the greatest spectacle in racing. Then Sunday, that was bump day for the last row and the run for the pole with the top 12 drivers. Like we have talked about, I like the way this qualifying has evolved over the years, especially when Marcus Ericsson, just 2 years removed from his Indy 500 win, he was almost bumped out of the show on his own mistake. Then it all came down to the climbing speeds and yet another record-setting pole run, as well as the fastest front row in the history of the Indy 500. Scott McLaughlin will lead the 108th field to the green with Penske teammates Will Power and Joseph Newgarden by his side. NHRA ran in Joliet, just south of Chicago. Gage Herrera winning in motorcycles, Dallas Glenn in pro stock. Matt Hagan in funny car, and our boy Antron Brown winning for the Lucas Alliance in top fuel. Quick tidbit. This is awesome. On the weekend that the NHRA community memorialized legendary team owner Don Schumacher, both Antron Brown and Matt Hagan took home wins exactly as they did together in Chicago when they both drove for Don Schumacher. Quite fitting. NASCAR had a lot of action this weekend as well. Unfortunately, some of it was rain related. Nothing matters what I say right now, because all it did was come down to a dominant Joey Logano picking up a $1 million check. Still, nobody cares. The fight, the punch, Ricky Stenhouse on Kyle Busch is all you want to hear about. Let's talk.
Crash Gladys, pit news and notes brought to my good friends at Lucas Oil. Again, lucasoil.com. Check it out. The line of products to keep your ride, your rides, two-wheel, four-wheel, your speedboat. Bam! Lucas Oil has the products to keep them all fat and happy. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. punches Kyle Busch Sunday night. And again, Kyle Larson and that epic run for top five qualifying position. We forgot about it. Scott McLaughlin, quickest pole ever. We forgot about it. Nope, it's that punch heard around the world. But before we forget about Scott McLaughlin, Crasher had a chance to catch up. What's that?
I said, right. Let's not forget about at least for a little bit. Let's not forget about Scott McLaughlin. He deserves this.
Crasher caught up with the 2024 Indy 500 pole sitter moments after he grabbed the pole for this year's Indy 500.
Well, guys, you are looking at the fastest man ever to sit on the pole for the Indianapolis 500, the 108th, next Sunday. Tune in, Scott. Can you describe the intricacies and how difficult it is when you're doing four balanced laps? You're focusing on your racing line. You're working with, what you say, weight jackers and bars. There's a lot going on that the layperson doesn't understand. Is there any way to fully explain that?
It's hard. You got to be so accurate with everything, right? And you know, I was really focused on what the car was feeling at that live time, but you got to think about what it's going to do in two, three, four laps time, and you got to be ahead of it, because if you fall behind it, you bog the car down, or the car doesn't feel quite right, and that's when you lift. So I've worked really hard on that the last 2 years to get better and better, and worked with some really good people, and I felt like those two runs today were the best runs of my career here.
Who specifically? You said some really good people. Who has helped you the most?
Look, Ben Bretzman, Rick Mears, people that, you know, are very good around here. Ben, my engineer, he's won two of the last five Indy 500 poles. He's got an absolute massive memory and such an amazing person to lean on and work with, and I'm super proud for him.
And then it comes now where this weekend nothing matters anymore. Now it's all about the race setup, and your guys are just going to be thrashing on that engine. Thirsty Three's getting no fun.
We'll keep working, but you know, one way to reward the team is to put it up the front, and they know how big this opportunity is, each and every one of them, and I can't doubt their hard work. They're ready to go, and I'm super excited to do it with them.
What is this week going to entail? If people want to follow you on social media, what is going to be going on? You, the guys, your wife?
I don't know. This is my first time ever, so I'll go and enjoy it. But I think what you can expect from me is I wear my heart on my sleeve and I have a good time doing it. And we'll have some fun starting from the pole, and hopefully we'll have even more fun if we win next Sunday.
Okay, you got some people down there. Can you just wave to them?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, guys.
They're not even watching you now. Oh, what's up? Else.
Yeah, that's what it feels to be an Indy 500 pole sitter, because you got to really win next week. So they don't really care about you right now. No.
Oh, come on. Well, then just go get it next week, okay?
Yeah, we will. But amazing day, and we'll work hard. I have to thank, you know, the fans have been amazing. They're so excited with the Yellow Submarine being on pole again. And that's what I'm super proud of, is to put that piece of the puzzle back.
Good. Makes the month and the storylines a lot nicer right now. So go have a great week.
Absolutely. Thank you. Cheers.
And Crasher, I believe you brought up in Pit News and Notes, it was kind of a double up for Roger Penske, where Roger Penske goes out and wins the pole for the 2024 Indy 500 with your gentleman there, Scott McLaughlin. Of course, Joey Logano wins the $1 million for the All-Star race. But even those two, even Roger Penske, can't manipulate what's most popular right now.
You're right. The captain, he doesn't even have control. But wait, what does that say about the motorsports audience? Or is it just the audience of sports in general today that they'd rather see a fight than actual fantastic results?
Well, they had a different push to pass in after the race, where Stenhouse pushes a right across and passes Bush's jaw.
Well, think about how boring that All-Star race was.
Yeah.
It was even the staged cautions, even Kyle Larson having to take helicopter golf cart to his race car.
Into a race that was delayed to make provisions for him to get there on time.
Did it stick? Because I don't know for sure. Did it stick to the 16-minute delay, or did it go even farther?
That I don't know.
I wasn't measuring it.
Yeah.
Measuring it.
But again, Freak Nation, go to Speed Freaks on Twitter, and you can vote. What's the headline coming out of the weekend? Is it Kyle Larson and an epic qualifying for him for the Indy 500, a rookie IndyCar driver? Is it Scott McLaughlin with his pole for the 2024 Indy 500, or is it the punch between Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Kyle Busch? What are we looking at there, Richie?
It's still neck and neck right now between Kyle Larson and Ricky Stenhouse. 46% Kyle Larson, 44% Ricky Stenhouse, and Scott McLaughlin is 10% still.
You know, I'm not
the biggest. 10%. Okay.
I'm not the biggest Kyle Larson fan, but he blew the wheels off of that thing today. Not only is he a rookie, he's never driven an Indy car in any sort of competition before. They say in anger, and he qualified for the top six, ran for the pole, and finished in the middle of the second row. He's going to be up there with the heavyweights. He outran a lot of guys who have been in IndyCar for a long time, won championships. The whole Ganassi team is at the back of the line.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, he did an incredible job today.
Yeah, he outran everybody except the Penske team and his teammate Alexander Rossi. That's
Freak Nation.
Wow.
We got a wrap. Freak Nation. Wow. Coming up, your stat man, Scat. Cadillac to NASCAR. Punches in NASCAR. They might be joining at a track near you. That's next. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Patayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick.
Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no.
A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Speed Freaks is brought to you by BetterHelp. And Crasher, now that the holiday season is behind us, no more stress for the new year, right?
Are you kidding me? Nah. Kenny, the new year comes. We have so many promises in our heads and in our hearts. Reality hits, especially because it's winter. Winter is a tough season. So the way to keep yourself warm in these cold temps, cloudy days, is to reach out for others. And one of the best ways to do so is through BetterHelp. I think our holiday card even said this, that we sent out to people. You've got 365 new days to write your own story. So write it with BetterHelp. Make the end of your 2025, make that final chapter of this year positive.
And less stress. BetterHelp, it's fully online, making therapy affordable. It's convenient. Easily switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Visit BetterHelp.com/speedfreaks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/speedfreaks.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her driving, just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818.
That's 800-215-6818.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Hey, Freak Nation, this segment is brought to you by Straight Talk. Need more data so you can stream your jams on a loop? Switch to Straight Talk and get real unlimited data on a reliable 5G network. Straight Talk, available at Walmart or straighttalk.com.
What if I said watch for GM offering Cadillac as its NASCAR brand starting in 2026? It's an old story that won't go away. Right now, GM races its Chevrolet brand in the Cup Series. They call them Camaros, even though they look nothing like a showroom Camaro. But GM has said it's doing away with the Camaro at the end of this year. And last week it said it's doing away with the Malibu brand in Chevrolet. The Malibu was the last sedan in the shrinking Chevrolet showroom. Chevrolet has its old generic SS brand. It could dust off and return to NASCAR. Now, though, GM's performance division is slinging Corvettes and Cadillacs in IMSA and the World Endurance Championship. And it's trying to push Cadillac into F1, for that matter. That's what I hear. That leaves Cadillac. It already has a performance brand, the Blackwing, for its sedans, and reports are that branding attracts younger buyers. And there was a rumor recently that GM has a car in wind tunnel testing now. If I was a gambler, I'd put my money on Cadillac being GM's brand, next brand in NASCAR. Sure would bring a new audience to the sport, and isn't that what this is all about anyway? Peace.
Your Statman Scat brought to you by our good friends at General Tire. Go to generaltire.com. Check out a line of tires to keep all of your rides on the road fat and happy. I like those terms, fat and happy. It's going to start heating up out there. Make sure you have a set of new General Tires underneath your hot rod. Go to generaltire.com. Crasher, Statman, Kenny Sargent, Richard C. Suave, we're all here again talking about Sunday night's All-Star race, not because it was a fantastic race, but the fact that Joey Logano, who couldn't find a checkered in a points race, but damn it, when there's $1 million at stake, he finds it. But it was Ricky Stenhouse Jr.'s punch on top of Kyle Busch's face that set X ablaze on Sunday night. When Barstool Sports is tweeting out about a punch in NASCAR, when there are major news channels tweeting out, retweeting video of a NASCAR punch in the infield of North Wilkesboro,
again, sorry, Indy 500 pole qualifying. Sorry, Scott McLaughlin. Sorry, Kyle Larson, for putting your entire family from coast to coast, seemingly. Not quite. Yeah, well, clearly that stuff doesn't matter.
Statman Scat is a perfect example. And if you heard it, a quick reminder, Statman was talking about cattle with again, the Camaro going away and every other hot rod from back in the day. Okay. With Camaro going away with the GM product, Chevy product, there is discussion, according to Malibu, right? There you go, Malibu. There is discussion, Statman, tell me if I'm wrong, that Cadillac may want to put a Cadillac-branded body into the NASCAR Cup Series. Is that how I took your scat?
Yeah, that's the rumor that's been going around for a while. But GM has been making the Cadillac a very visible thing in sports car racing and in F1, hopefully, maybe, who knows. But you know, they've got to have something. I think it'll either be the Cadillac or some form of the SS brand until they figure out what they're going to do next. The most important thing in GM's mind is that they got to make room in their factories to build electric cars. And if the Camaro brand sticks around, it's probably going to be some form of an electric car like the Mustang Mach-E. They'll come up with a Camaro E something, SSE, right, maybe.
And again, we're talking about the Malibu going away and General Motors implementing a brand of Cadillac. And I got to be honest with you. Well, back up just a second here. Cadillac, see, again, Cadillac's going, why were we in there Why were we in North Wilkesboro for that punch from Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Cowbook? No, I got to be honest with you. I get so caught up in day-to-day madness that is being a parent and doing all the other things that it wasn't only until recently that I was brought to my attention this Cadillac Blackwing. A friend of ours, Dad, wants to purchase one, and evidently is going to purchase one, and she dropped out the number that he's going to pay for this Blackwing. I thought, where in the hell have I been not to know about this Blackwing Caddy? Did you know about the Blackwing Caddy, Suave?
You're asking the wrong person, dude. I know nothing about
cars. I'm not.
Wait a minute. You're the person they're aimed at. They want you to buy.
No idea. Cars are way too expensive.
Yeah, well, that's the case, without question.
Well, the Blackwing I think her dad was looking at was like $120.
Oh, my God.
$130.
And they're trying to target millennials with $120,000.
Look, we're trying to buy $15,000 cars that get us 70 miles to the gallon. That's what we're after.
Right? Yeah, you're after Uber. That's what you're after. Forget the car. You just want to get an Uber to come take me there. Yeah, the car is just a tool for the millennials. Is that the case for you, Suave?
No. If I didn't need a car, I wouldn't need it. But here in the city of Phoenix, everything's so spread out. I need a car. But if I didn't need one, I want to buy one. So it's a necessity here in Phoenix. So yes, I have one. Not going to buy a new one anytime soon, though.
Suave, a reminder, with you sitting in the number two seat, you're looking at the wrong camera.
Man, don't make me Ricky Stenhouse Jr. you.
Listen, if it gives us more to talk about in the second hour, then we just may have to do it, Richie. Because, again, if you missed at the top of the hour, we had this whole show program. We had so much laid out to talk about the Indy 500 qualifying, Kyle Larson, Scott McLaughlin, Roger Penske, where the hell is Ganassi? And then the punch happened 2 minutes, maybe?
No, not even.
Before we went live on the Freak Radio Network, and then, of course, we'll put this up on MAV TV on Monday.
And everything changed.
Yes. I mean, again.
Will he be fined? Will he be fined? Stenhouse.
No, they'll probably send him some money for taking over the headlines.
From Indy.
Thank you, Stenhouse. Ricky, way to go, dude. Here's a little extra in your pay envelope.
Okay, there was a photo that was put out of just like right over Kyle Busch's head. And Stenhouse was standing over by Haulers with his arm up and his legs crossed. Was that a real photo?
Yes.
So he was literally waiting on Kyle Busch.
He was waiting. Yes, he was.
Like all casual looking.
Yep.
Very interesting.
And again, this started in the press room, right, Richard?
This did, yes. I don't have the audio pulled up, but yes, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in the press room. Afterwards, he said, let me see if I can pull up the quote here. He basically said, because there's no way out of North Wilkesboro.
No tunnel under the track.
Yeah. Kyle Busch had something coming. He said, you just watch you can just watch afterwards what was going to happen. So he called his shot.
Somebody asked him, will you retaliate or how? Oh, first of all, I think he was asked, what do you expect to hear from Kyle? He said, oh, nothing. I'm not expecting anything. And they said, well, what do you think you will do? And then that's when he said, well, there's no tunnel out of here. So just stay after the race and watch.
Mm-hmm. God, you know who would love this? We'll talk about him in the second hour. Eddie Gossage.
Oh. What? You know what? Ooh.
Yeah. Former general manager of Texas Motor Speedway who passed away last week. He would love this.
He would have had a field day with this. Yep. Yeah.
North Wilkesboro was a SMI track.
Mm-hmm. True. And SMI owns Texas Motor Speedway, Bruton Smith track.
Yep.
Oh.
And one of the first races Eddie Gossage promoted, the All-Star race. Yep. Eddie's tied into all this. It's kind of a cool thing to think about, actually. He would love this.
Crash, are you doing okay? You spent the last 3 days at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. You're hanging out at your folks' place doing the show live from your stepfather's lovely office area. Richard mm-hmm. C. Suave sitting in the number two seat here. I know that you had a little bit of monkey butt going on, how sweaty and humid it was there at the track, but it's okay.
Oh my gosh, it was awful. I mean, yeah. I for those of you that don't know, I live in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm used to 110-degree heat. But coming here to Indianapolis, where I grew up, mind you, I whatever. 75 degrees, but it was the humidity that was just so intolerable. I can't. It was a nasty, sweaty 2 days at the racetrack, but it was fun. I had fun. Yep. We're just not talking about it because other things have become a priority, but it was a blast. I thought that bump day came off very well with a former winner almost not making the show. Catherine Legg driving her ass off. Mm-hmm. And making it into the show. Graham Rahal, what? How can that team not get his car right? And then record after record after record falling. Yes, I had a blast this weekend. I guess that's all we're going to say, though.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of teams not getting it right, Ganassi had two former winners, Dixon and Pelot. No, Pelot hasn't mm-hmm. won. Pelot is a champion.
Champion, yeah.
Cool center last year, though.
All right, hey, guys, we got a break. We got a break. Antron Brown, NHRA Top Fuel winner from Chicago, checking in from the road. I mean, from the road. Speaking of smelly things, we'll explain. Coming up next, Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Batayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick. Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no.
A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Speed Freaks is brought to you by BetterHelp. And Crasher, now that the holiday season is behind us, no more stress for the new year, right?
Are you kidding me, nah. Kenny? The new year comes, we have so many promises in our heads and in our hearts. Reality hits, especially because it's winter. Winter is a tough season. So the way to keep yourself warm in these cold temps, cloudy days, is to reach out for others. And one of the best ways to do so is through BetterHelp. I think our holiday card even said this, that we sent out to people. You've got 365 new days to write your own story. So write it with BetterHelp. Make the end of your 2025, make that final chapter of this year positive.
And less stress. BetterHelp, it's fully online, making therapy affordable. It's convenient. Easily switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Visit BetterHelp.com/speedfreaks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/speedfreaks.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care Products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her driving, just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
This is an encore edition of Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
If you're watching this, you're seeing him putting on his winning medal. But more importantly, he's doing it from his Toyota Tundra by himself. You're a race winner. No one's driving you home to Indianapolis, buddy?
No, man. I'm too cheap. No, all the boys, I can have somebody drive with me. But they just got done winning, man. They're celebrating, brother. I got to get home. Man, I got things to do. I gotta fly down to Bristol, Tennessee to do a pre-media, you know, for our Thunder Valley Nationals that's coming up here pretty soon in June. And look, man, I got the dirty laundry up in here, man. Look, my suit right there. Woo, woo, woo. Smells like sweaty axe. Sweaty axe. Fresh axe fragrance with a little of the AB sweat. You gotta get that right. You know, I always keep my stuff clean.
Who's actually going to wash your clothes, Top Fuel winner from Chicago, Antoine Brown?
I'm going to wash. I can't say what laundry detergent because we ain't got that sponsor yet. So if y'all want to sponsor me with some laundry detergent, hook a brother up.
Well done. If they don't pay, you don't talk about them.
Hey, if they don't pay, I don't play. Ain't that right, Statman?
That's absolutely right. I was just listening to you. You're the champ, 3-time champion, won the event. Your crew is partying, and you're going home to do laundry. Now, what's wrong with that?
Man, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, man. This is a vicious cycle right now, man. There's a lot of stuff going on. The season's really starting to kick off. We're starting to go from one place to another. And then I get back home. I got to race with my son. And his bracket racing dragster at like the NHRA National deal down there in Beach Bend that they have the Open Nationals down there, like a divisional and some other races going on. So I'm busy, man. When I'm not racing, I'm racing with my family. So it never stops. So, but that's a good thing, man. I love it. I'm loving it.
You referenced how this weekend it pretty much really kicked the season into the summer schedule, which is just grinding, including the racing that you have with your son. What was it about this hot, sticky Chicago track that worked for you? I mean, I know it's worked in the past. You've won there 6 times. How did this weekend work so well as well?
Well, you know, one thing is that we got thrown a bone. For one, we qualified well, which was very important. So it set our ladder up where, you know, you create your own luck by the way you set yourself up. And Brian, Mark, and all of our guys, and Brad, and Chris Watson that work on this car, and all of our Macco boys that do what they do, man. This was a very special weekend for us. So we had a lot riding on it where, you know, this was a memorial service for the old boss, man, for Don Shue, for the Shue. And so we're all riding high. So it was pretty ironic that Hagen won in Funny Car and I won in Top Fuel Car, because we've done that here before for the Shue at his hometown track. And going to his memorial service that we had, and then doing it at the racetrack, and Antonio unveiling an old Shue car from back in the day and doing that. And then for us, what hit home is one of our crew guys, Alex Burlington, wasn't there. And the reason why is he lost his dad this Thursday. So his dad, Mr. Mark, we lost him, and he was a great father to Alex. And Alex was truly heartbroken, but to get that win and to give that race up to Alice and bring that Wally home for him, too. So that's why I'm coming home tonight, too. So he's going to get to Wally, and a really, really special kid that came on our team, and he's family. So it felt good to put in the winner's circle when he wasn't there so we could bring him something special back.
Wow. That's a lot. That's, you carried a lot with you this weekend, yet you still pulled it off. Some of that, though, I would imagine is motivation, regardless of how sad it is.
It is. And the thing about it is a lot of us never reflect on things, on the trials and tribulations and the hardships that come your way. You know, one thing of it is that a lot of people never realize when they see my AB logo, you see it right there. They never realize that I got the cross in the middle. You know what I mean? We always put God first and remember what the true purpose is. You know what I mean? And that never alleviates. So he's always shining through and everything happens for a reason. And we struggled a little bit, man. We qualified good and we struggled first round. And in first round, we got a bone throw to us. Jasmine spoke the tires up and they were running good. And we lost half our ignition system. Our points box just took a dump. One of our MSD points boxes, just time for a new one probably, you know what I mean? And took a dump, but our car just went down there on one mag. And once we saw her cross the center line, my crew chief cut me off. We're only going to run like a 390 when we had the car set up to run like a low 380, like a 382, 383. And we got through that round. The next two rounds, we went down the racetrack and our cars just kept on hazing the tires at half track through the finish line. And we were only running like 312 mile an hour, running 389. But the 389, we 389 him to death in the second round. And this guy's to the final where you give my guys enough licks at it. And, man, they make it happen. And we knew we needed to run the 82 or 83 to compete with Sean. And Sean got what we got the round before. He went to 86, but they hazed the tires in the middle of the track and they dropped the hole. And but they ran an 86 still. But we went down all lit up without dropping hole or spinning the tires that time. And we went out there and put an 83 on the board and gave us just what we needed to win. And we got the job done. And this is one of those weekends where my motto I tell all my guys is, look, guys, our key deals is two things. Stay humble and stay hungry. And if you keep those two things, you become an animal. And that's what I want my crew and my team to be each and every weekend. Stay humble and stay hungry. And trust me, and that's what got us through this weekend is by those two words right there.
So Antron Brown, winner in Chicago, you spent the weekend at 300 miles an hour. How do you keep your car at 65 or 70 driving home by yourself? That must feel like walking.
Stat man, let me tell you something. It's a saying that, like, you know, when you're driving, when you race for a living and you're used to seeing things around you just blurred out, like you see the stuff to the right of me, you see the stuff to the left of me, you see the stuff on both sides. I kind of want to see that when I'm driving home. I take my time and I drive like a grandpa or an old man should. I don't break the speed limit, don't get speeding tickets. I enjoy what's around me. When I'm driving.
Wait. Antron Brown, three-time world champion, top people. When's the last time you got a speeding ticket, partner?
Brother, I can't even tell you, man. It's been so long, man. Now I'm going to get one. I'm going to blame you for talking about it. I'll probably get one of those corny speeding tickets, ones you don't want to brag about, like going 35 into 25. You know what I mean? I ain't going to get no speeding ticket like doing 150 in a 75 or nothing like that because I don't do that.
You don't need that.
No, man. My Tundra Pro, I put it on cruise control. It drives itself, man. When I roll up on somebody, it slows down, holds the pace, goes up faster, slows down. And I stay the same lane, man. I ain't no rush, man. I like to enjoy everything, Stat, man. It's like you don't need to be in a race all the time in your life. You need to be in a race when it's needed.
You stop for fast food on your way home?
No, actually, my chef cooked us some. Left us some food at the track. I ate a little bowl of like some pasta noodles and a little meat sauce on it. And now I'm just rolling home, man. I'm rolling home, brother.
Antron, thanks for pulling over and doing this interview on your way home to Indianapolis after your Chicago win, buddy.
Hey, my pleasure. It's always great being there with the Freak Nation. You know, we started from day one together. I love each and every one of you. And you know what? We're Lucas Oil together, baby. We're Lucas Oil family. So I love spreading the love and love being on the show with you each and every time. And I hope I can get on the show a lot more this year.
Gotta love yourself some AB, Antron Brown, here in the Freak Nation. Again, your winner from Chicago, NHRA top fuel winner, Antron Brown. Man, he needed that win badly to get some things pumped up as they start to get into the gnarliness of travel here in summer. We haven't forgotten about the punch heard around the North Wilkesboro pits, Freak Nation. Happened Sunday night after the All-Star race. Joey Logano, your winner, but no one knows. They all know Ricky Stenhouse. There are people out there that hadn't thought Ricky Stenhouse was another chicken joint in Evansville, Indiana. Nope, he's a freaking NASCAR Cup Series driver that punched Kyle Busch in the face. Oh, man. Big second hour, Freak Nation. More about the punch, more about the Indy 500 qualifying. Daniel Hemric, part of MAV-TV's The Life Show, coming up Thursday night. And Frederick Osbo, the winningest driver in Formula Drift. He'll be joining us here in the second hour. Be sure you follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and, of course, the website, speedfreaks.tv. More freaks coming up.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her drive, we just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Speed Freaks is brought to you by BetterHelp. And Crasher, now that the holiday season is behind us, no more stress for the new year, right?
Are you kidding me, nah. Kenny? The new year comes, we have so many promises in our heads and in our hearts. Reality hits, especially because it's winter. Winter is a tough season. So the way to keep yourself warm in these cold temps, cloudy days, is to reach out for others. And one of the best ways to do so is through BetterHelp. I think our holiday card even said this, that we sent out to people. You've got 365 new days to write your own story. So write it with BetterHelp. Make the end of your 2025, make that final chapter of this year positive.
And less stress. BetterHelp, it's fully online, making therapy affordable. It's convenient. Easily switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Visit BetterHelp.com/speedfreaks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/speedfreaks.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Rev up your passion for speed. MAV-TV Go is the ultimate streaming app for race fans. Enjoy exclusive racing, live events, groundbreaking originals, and a lot more.
anytime, anywhere, for free. Whether you're a diehard or just getting started, MAVTV Go has something for everyone. MAVTV Go, your global home of motorsports. Now on the go. Download the app now.
You're listening to
Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Please hang up and try again.
Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio, redefined. With Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the Bachelorette party?
And Stepman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Second hour of the Freaks. It's a big second hour, Freak Nation. Of course, the punch that everyone saw if you follow NASCAR, which a lot of folks don't, but you do now after you saw the punch from Ricky Stenhouse Jr. to Kyle Busch's face Sunday night after the All-Star race. Yeah, Joey Logano won that damn thing, but it's the punch that took the headlines away from Kyle Larson and the Indy 500 qualifying. So we've got that coming up here in the second hour. Daniel Hemric, NASCAR Cup Series driver, will be featured on MAVTV's The Life this Thursday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. He'll be here in the Freak Nation. Also, Frederick Osbo, your Formula Drift, three-time Formula Drift champion, and who's won more Formula Drift races than anybody on the planet. He'll be joining us here in the Freak Nation. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and, of course, on Facebook at the website, speedfreaks.tv. Now that we've had about 60 minutes to digest what happened on the we said this at the top of the first hour, where we had the entire show programmed until the punch happened just minutes before we went live on the Freak Radio Network on Sunday night. And then, of course, now that with this up on MAVTV, it was going to be a big Indy 500 qualifying and the extravaganza that was the 500 qualifying for the last couple of days, Saturday and Sunday, but no. But now that we've had a chance to let this punch digest a little bit, Crasher, where do you sit as far as Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Kyle Busch? Was this a fist that we expected to come to Kyle Busch's face, given what we do or don't know from Ricky Stenhouse?
I did not expect a punch, no. I expected there to be an exchange of words, maybe pushing each other. But the punch took me by surprise. So, no, I did not expect that at all. Hey, after the accident on track, when Ricky Stenhouse Jr. came into the media center, he was asked, do you expect anything from Kyle Busch after the race? And he said, no, I don't expect anything. They said, well, how are you going to handle this? And he said, just wait till after the race. Wait and watch and find out, or something along those lines. So he said exactly, he stuck to his word. He did exactly what he told us he would potentially do. I just didn't expect the punch.
Jamie Little caught up with him after the race, Jamie Little from Fox Sports, to talk about the punch, or after the punch happened.
I felt like Kyle and I have always raced each other really hard, back to the Nationwide Series when we were competing for wins week in and week out and never had any issues. And then, I wrecked him one time at Daytona, and he's been kind of bad-mouthed me ever since then. So I feel like we get along with each other okay outside the racetrack. I talked to him quite a bit, and I'm not sure why he was so mad that I shoved it three wide. But I mean, he hit the fence and kind of came off the wall and ran into me, and I don't know, when I was talking to him, he kept saying that I wrecked him. So just definitely built up frustration with how he runs his mouth all the time, about myself. But I know he's frustrated because he doesn't run near as good as he used to.
Shots fired.
Strategic words in a racing, two drivers talking to each other.
Richie, explain to the Freak Nation, those that just tuning in to us, what happened Sunday night after the All-Star race and how we got to this, to where Jamie Little's sticking a mic in the face of a dude who finished last in the All-Star race at North Wilkesboro again Sunday night.
Yeah, let's go all the way back earlier in the race. Ricky Stenhouse mentioned it there that Kyle got a little angry about how they were racing each other early on in the race. So caution came out, restart happened, and Kyle Busch got into the back of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Ended his night. Ricky Stenhouse was done probably about 25 laps in the race or less. So after the race, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., there's a great video from Jordan Bianchi. If you go and watch his video online of Jordan Bianchi following Kyle Busch from the back. And in the background, you see Ricky Stenhouse Jr. with his arm up, just kind of chilling on the hauler, waiting for Kyle to come and get him. And then the punch heard around the world happens. Do I have it pulled up here so we can see it again? Because we have to watch it. I don't think we saw it again here. So we gotta see it again.
And here, I want to dissect something. Is Ricky Stenhouse really in his boxers?
Sure looks like it, doesn't it?
I mean, and they look like SpongeBob boxers. Is that what they are?
It looks like it. Yeah. It looks like it. All right, here we go. Let's. You're going to hear Jamie Little in the background if you're listening on radio. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear Jamie Little talking to the winner of the race, Joey Logano. But if you're watching us on MAPTV, you can see it.
Battle him off. And when it's $1 million on the line, I think all the rules go out the window.
There it is, right?
So I knew that was coming. I was trying to
Kyle
maintain that.
Mercedes back with a couple rights and laps. Tackles happen. A little bit later on, Kyle Busch.
Congratulations, Joey Logano fired up, and we've got a fight going on right now between Kyle Busch and Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Hold on a second, Richie.
Hold on, yeah, we're talking over.
Trying to get play-by-play while someone else is giving play-by-play with an interview. Yeah, Jamie Little's talking to Joey Logano as that fight's going on, actually, on the broadcast, Fox Sports.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw boxers.
Yeah.
By the way.
Ricky Stenhouse was asked by Jamie Little after the fight, is there something more between him and Kyle Busch that is going to happen?
Have anything else for him? I mean, if we want to do a charity match, I would do that for, you know, raise some money for, you know, maybe a NASCAR foundation or something. That would be fun. But really, other than that, I don't have a whole lot for him.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So there you go, Freak Nation. And again, a
couple shots fired in his comments there.
Well, dissect. Go ahead, Crash.
First, dropping on the he's not running as well as he used to. Ouch, that hurts. And then otherwise, I don't have anything for him. When he just referenced that he talks to him a lot outside of the car and outside of race weekends, but then at the end of the interview says, no, I really don't have a lot for him anymore. Wait, what? This is going to get good for the next couple weeks. It's not ending anytime soon.
And I'm not going to put it out there, but I'm going to put it out there. The Kyle Larson bump that we believe that the Indy 500 is going to get from Kyle Larson doing the double, running the Indy 500. I believe the ratings will increase exponentially, not necessarily, but they'll see a good size bump with Kyle Larson running the Indy 500. What are they going to be? Maybe we could talk about that later on. But now with this punch, I'm not going to say who's going to get higher ratings between the Coca-Cola 600 and Indy 500.
That. There's no chance.
No.
You stop that right now. Nobody's going to
win a
four-hour race just because one punch was thrown after the fact. Give me a break. Yeah. Come on.
No. The Coke 600 has been kind of dwindling. It is good. Partially, you're right, Richie, because it is so long. Mm-hmm. And people have been watching Monaco and Indy 500. And even if they haven't, they've been outside barbecuing and they're tired and they can't stand a four-hour race. They just can't. They're not diehards like the four of us.
Actually, if it was only 4 hours, maybe they could stand it. But then 5 and 6 hour Coke 600s.
Okay,
I mean,
valid.
It's interminable. It keeps going. It runs until Wednesday afternoon. There's not going to be a big punch bump.
Punch bump? I knew that's what you were going to say.
I couldn't get the cannon filtered in place, you know.
Okay, then we got 2 minutes here before we break and go to Frederick Osbo. Formula Drift, three-time Formula Drift champion who won in Atlanta last weekend, which you can see on MAV TV. What kind of bump, Richie, are we going to see with Kyle Larson running the Indy 500.
So last year's race, 4.2 million
okay.
tuned into last year's race. I'm going to say this year we're getting 6.2 million. I think we're going to get a substantial bump, especially
50%. That's a lot, Richie.
Especially, it's a lot. But if he's in contention at the end of the race, people are going to tune in. I think it's people were talking about today. Kyle Larson was still trending on Twitter a lot of the day. I think people are really, really into this. Even if you're a casual fan, 6.2 million.
Crasher?
I think that'll be a huge. Yeah.
Oh. What do you say? Go ahead. Give a number.
Oh, I think that'll be a huge thing to say he's going to be in contention at the end of the race. I think there's a major problem of him starting right behind the front row at the beginning of the race with all the racing going on. I think if he was back further, he could stick it out until halfway. But it's going to be a lot of racing going on at the front of the line, and I don't know that he's ready for that. He hasn't been on the track a lot with 32 other cars and a full grandstand and all of that. I think there'll be a bump. They have 4.2 million to maybe 5, but there's not going to be a 50% increase in ratings. No.
Crasher,
no.
We got a minute.
So you're not going off of the Danica bump from the mid-2000s that did raise up to two and a half million from year to year. I'm going to say just a flat 6 million for, I'm going to say, yes, there's going to be a Larson bump. I'm just going to go with a flat 6 million, but I will say the crowd today, Sunday for pole day qualifying, bump day qualifying was a significant increase from years past. Was that all Kyle Larson? I'm not sure. And they are trending towards a sellout as we speak. So again, is it the Larson bump? Is there something else at play? Who knows? But
you are going to get more NASCAR audience tuning in.
Yes.
Which is big. And usually there's not a lot of crossover between the two, albeit because NASCAR gets about
We got a break. Freak Nation. His name is Frederick Osbo, former the Drift champion, three times over and won in Atlanta last week. And he joins us next. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
From the lab to Lucas Oil products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive style. For outstanding off-road performance, coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001. Speed Freaks is brought to you by BetterHelp. And Crasher, now that the holiday season is behind us, no more stress for the new year, right?
Are you kidding me, Kenny? The new year comes, we have so many promises in our heads and in our hearts. Reality hits, especially because it's winter. Winter is a tough season. So the way to keep yourself warm in these cold temps, cloudy days, is to reach out for others. And one of the best ways to do so is through BetterHelp. I think our holiday card even said this, that we sent out to people. You've got 365 new days to write your own story. So write it with BetterHelp. Make the end of your 2025, make that final chapter of this year positive.
And less stress. BetterHelp, it's fully online, making therapy affordable. It's convenient. Easily switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Visit BetterHelp.com/speedfreaks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/speedfreaks.
3 years of sellout crowds, 3 years of edge of your seat action, 3 years of jaw-dropping finishes. Worldwide Technology Raceway has rocked the world of NASCAR, and now NASCAR is giving us another reason to celebrate. The 2025 NASCAR Cup Series Championship Playoffs are coming Sunday, September 7th, 2025. Go to WWTRaceway.com for the hottest ticket of the year.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Freak Nation, this guy's got more wins in Formula D, Formula Drift, as the kids call it, than anybody else on the planet. Numerous Formula Drift champion, Frederick Osbo, joining us here in the Freak Nation, his big win in Atlanta. I got to say, Long Beach, you didn't really crap the bed, but you kind of crapped the bed, but you made up for it in Atlanta. But one thing that drove me nuts about Atlanta were the freaking gremlins in the cars out of the gate. It's like, what was going on with all the issues with the cars and the timeouts? Where was the problem initially?
It's all in the script. This isn't judged. It's all scripted, obviously. Oh. we're running these cars hard. We are literally trying to break them. And sometimes we succeed. And that's what happened to us in Atlanta leading up to the actual competition rounds. And it happened to a lot of other people as well.
Frederick Osbo joining us here in the Freak Nation, and we cover all the sports, NASCAR, IndyCar, Supercross, NHRA, and most of those series have many, many crew members and crew chiefs and tech guy this, tech guy that, but with you guys running these engines, these cars so hard, and you take it back to your pits, I don't see 20 dudes in there. I see most of the drivers getting their face in there as well.
Yeah,
but that's just part of the fun of Formula Drift and being a driver and a team owner, I would imagine, with you and Steph.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're, like you said, we're a tight-knit group. Stefan Papadakis, you know, coming from his import drag racing days, he knows a thing or two about building successful racing engines. And I think it's a testament to technology as well. It's pretty easy nowadays to build a 1,000-horsepower motor. And there's certainly a lot of them in FD. And because there is no engine regulation, the rule book literally says open when it comes to your choice of power plant. It also means that you can, everything's not on the ragged edge. And it's kind of crazy to say that about a 1,300 horsepower motor, that it's not on the ragged edge, but that's the fact. And even though, you know, we're sitting on a rev limiter, you know, there's a lot of great components out there that have trickled down from, let's say, the pro stock, or, you know, all the groundwork is done in other forms of racing, and we're putting it to the test going sideways in Formula Drift.
Just you saying that there's no rule book, there are engineers salivating from NASCAR, IndyCar, IMSA. They're like, wait a minute, that's Christmas time for all of them. So yeah, you just, who knows, maybe the employee book has just opened up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And please come on over to the dark side. There's also already a lot of skills and knowledge and know-how trickling down into drifting. We got, you know, IndyCar, ex-IndyCar engineers, you know, we got the four teams running Roush Yates motors. We are obviously running the Supra power plant that comes out of the Supra, the B58. And there's even though the rule book is open and no rules when it comes to motors, there's still a lot of rules governing the suspension and tires, especially. So the sort of performance equalizer would be the tires. And we're trying to extract every little bit of grip out of the tires, which I think may surprise some of the people that think that drifting is just about skidding around in the McDonald's parking lot.
No. I mean, just watch any of these events on MAV TV, people. You will be blown away, or live on social media anywhere. We're talking to Frederick Osbo. Of course, he is the winner, the Formula Drift winner from Road Atlanta. He is third in points now overall. You mentioned Road Atlanta is just absolutely one of your favorite tracks. What is it? It's a road course. You do other road courses. What is it about Road Atlanta that makes it stick out for you and your team?
I mean, aside of the Southern hospitality and the the spectacle that happens there. I mean, we got fans back in their pickup trucks and shooting drinks and shotguns into the night. You know, it's a wild scene. Aside of that, the track sort of reminds me of my humble beginnings here in Europe. I grew up in Norway, the deep forests of Norway, and that sort of green, lush race, like traditional racetrack feel of Road Atlanta, where it's often the fastest car and the fastest line that will win. That really speaks to my go-karting background. So it's drifting is a lot of things to a lot of different people, and you can come from the lifestyle side of it into pro drifting, but you can also come from the traditional racing side into it like I did. And I think that's why it feels like home to me.
Frederick Ospo was a champion in Norway and Europe before he came to America. And I keep thinking that you've seen the sport change. And in fact, Formula Drift had a part to play in changing drifting globally. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that? And how do you like that? Drifting is different now than it was when you first got here.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, well observed, because drifting obviously started in Japan, and that's where most of us that are now sort of have sort of been there since at least sort of the beginning. I was a young kid back then, but I looked to Japan and I saw what they did there. And then I also saw how it blew up when it got to the States. You know, it's basically an imported sport in the United States, and coming from Europe, we always look up to what happens overseas and the American culture will take something and make it the best that it can be. And I think that's the case with Formula Drift. It's now a huge spectacle. It is ranked as the number one series globally, even though there's still great series in Japan, still great series in Europe, in China, elsewhere. The U.S. is where everybody wants to go to compete. And I've seen it sort of come from the Japanese mindset to where the American manufacturers came in, started building their own cars and making an extreme in their sense. And now it's sort of a mix where Japanese culture is coming back in. We got a Japanese judge, fantastic Japanese drivers still in the sport. And now European drift royalty, like the Irish, you know, they really... The Irish is to drifting the way that Hawaiians is to surfing. And it really is sort of this global work in progress fusion sport that we're still trying to figure out.
Frederick Ospo, I was going to sneak in another question here, but you slammed it right on the table. You mentioned the Irish. James Dean won three championships in a row, stepped aside for a while, and now he's back leading the points right now. You've got three championships since you've been here in the United States. Who's going to get the fourth?
Very good question. It's pretty clear that we're all fighting for it. There's actually Chris Forsberg as well with three championships, and we all have a chance this year. But James is on a tier, and I think he's widely regarded as the most complete drifter globally. Won a lot. He's like you said, he got three in a row in the U.S. Didn't have a great season last year, and he's definitely on a redemption tour this year. But so are we. You know, we came off of two championships there in 21, 22. It all fell apart a little bit the last two rounds last year, but James and I are friends, and we speak, you know, we definitely look at drifting the same, and we had a great time after, you know, everything was said and done in Atlanta. But when we're up there lined up next to each other, there's no denying that the humbleness is far gone at that point, and it's going to be a dogfight for the rest of the season.
So tell me what happens at Irwindale, the final event of the season. You and James are in the finals for the championships on the line. Winning the event is on the line. There's 15, 20,000 people screaming on the line. Who's going to come away with the title, dude?
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's just another practice round.
Oh, come on. I'm tired of all these Can you just tell him to kiss your ass?
Yes.
Just tell Forsberg and to kiss your ass. You can do that.
It's not how you stand by your car. It's how you race your car, right? And I like to let my driving do the talking. And we won a Arundel before. So has James. And we all know that it's not necessarily about what happens during those 30 seconds. It's about the lead up and how you prep and your confidence and your, you know, whatever you're bringing to that fight.
It's madness. Awesome. Freak Nation can catch him next May 31st, June 1st on MAV TV coming out of Orlando, Florida. His name is Frederick Osbo joining us here in the Freak Nation. Again, three-time FD champion, more wins than anybody on the planet when it comes to Formula the Drift. This has been fun, dude. Thanks for doing this.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
I like that guy. Frederick Osbo here in the Freak Nation. MAV TV, your home for Formula Drift. Speaking of MAV TV, his name is Daniel Henrich, NASCAR Cup Series pilot running for Colleague Racing. The show's called The Life, and you'll see Daniel Henrich on The Life on MAV TV Thursday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll talk to him about that and more. Waffle House, too, coming up. Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined. As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
3 years of sellout crowds. 3 years of edge of your seat action. 3 years of jaw-dropping finishes. Worldwide Technology Raceway has rocked the world of NASCAR. And now, NASCAR is giving us another reason to celebrate. The 2025 NASCAR Cup Series Championship Playoffs are coming Sunday, September 7th, 2025. Go to WWTRaceway.com for the hottest ticket of the year.
Rev up your passion for speed. MAV TV Go is the ultimate streaming app for race fans. Enjoy exclusive racing, live events, groundbreaking originals, and a lot more. Anytime, anywhere, for free. Whether you're a diehard or just getting started, MAV TV Go has something for everyone. MAV TV Go, your global home of motorsports. Now on the go. Download the app now.
looking for power to spare? Count on an FVP battery. FVP. Verified. Proven.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Thanks for catching up with the best of Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Freak Nation, Daniel Hemric joining us here in the Freak Nation. He's been in before. It's when he's running with RCR. And it's been a while, damn it. Since then, he's got himself in it. No. I think, yeah, okay. You've got your Xfinity Series championship since that interview. Before that, Rookie of the Year. Now running for Colic Racing full-time this year in the Cup Series. Good to get you back in here. But more importantly, watching some of this, the life on MAV TV, which debuts Thursday night, 10:30 Eastern on MAV TV. You let them go places where I didn't think you would let them go, Daniel Hemric.
Yeah, I I'm sitting here thinking about exactly what you're referring to, but I guess I'll have to tune in again to watch myself. But it's good to be back on here. Obviously, super pumped to have everyone be able to, you know, take a glance into the deeper parts of our life. And it was fun, you know, doing the feature, and yeah, hopefully everybody enjoys watching it and getting a little backstory of myself, our family, and what makes this crazy world we live go around.
Judging by your answer, you're right. You got to refresh yourself. Like, oh hell, that's right. What was it? What is going to air on MAV TV in the life? But you, what's great about these series, and frankly for Speed Freaks, Daniel, is it's cool. Nuts and bolts. It's great. All right. But that's not why we do this damn thing. It's to talk about the trophies behind you. And once you're done with this interview, you're clearing out the room for your two kids. I mean, that's frankly, that's what we want. What we as Speed Freaks want to know is more about you and your wife and your kids and what you do off the track. And the life is doing that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm telling you, it was just fun to kind of get the questions we got, you know, throughout the interview process, just throughout the kind of the natural settings of what our day-to-day lives are here away from the racetrack. You touched on it. Yes. Last interview I'll do is sitting right here. This room right now has got a queen bed for our, you know, my mother-in-law or father-in-law, whoever comes to town, and a lot of trophies. And I promised my four-year-old as of last week, Ren, that once I did this here, that we would start, you know, getting rid of the stuff. I have no idea what to do with the trophies and all that good stuff. But we got to make them a playroom. She's been enough of her friend's house that have playrooms. And she's always asked me, Daddy, why do I not have a playroom? So soon enough, Rennie girl, you'll have one. So RIP to the stuff behind me. We'll figure that out.
But hold on. That stuff behind you is what pays for the things that go into that playroom. So she's got to respect those trophies just a little bit.
I mean, as a four-year-old, listen, if you want your dolls and your dresses and, right, and you know, all your friends that have a good time, they come over. They can't have no fun with this stuff. Yeah, they may tell stories about it way later in life to one another. But right now, no, make sure their house is blown up so they can bounce around the backyard and the, you know, playhouse and playrooms ready to go for them. That's all that matters.
Did I just hear you, Daniel Hemric? You own a bouncy house?
Ooh. Small, very, very small. Yes, we have a little concrete pad out here on some turf. And yeah, in the summertime, we fill it up with water. And our little guy, Rustin's actually a year and a half old. He's perfected his way of climbing the thing, going down the slide into the water. So yeah, my daughter, we got her one when she was little, and we've upgraded since. And it's funny you ask. It's literally outside running now because the sun just came out for the first time in days. So they're going to be wearing it out here this afternoon.
You are the house to go hang at. As soon as that playroom is ready, the current trophy room, soon to be the kids' playroom, you will be the house to hang out all of 2024. Wow.
I mean, right, wrong, or indifferent. You know, I'm going every weekend, many days a week. My wife's the one who's got to be the one to keep up with all of it. So I'll provide the stuff and she can take care of everything.
Hey, hold on. I want to jump in here. Daniel, Crasher and I are married. We have a 10-year-old daughter. And as you learned early on, once your wife has a baby, now two babies, all bets are off. It's it, right? I mean, you go out and run a race car, you support the family, but all bets are off for your children and your wife. I've given up on a guest room, a playroom.
Oh, yeah.
All my stuff, it's just like me and my bed. That's all I got now, man.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Listen, I learned very quickly throughout the next transition of this journey in life with kids in particular. You know, it didn't matter if I'd have been in California racing for 3 days, you know, stuck up in hotels and fly home and get home at whatever time in the morning and she's sitting there with a crying kid like this. Okay, I got her. Bring her here, right? That's immediately flip the switch to the family side of it. But, you know, that's one of the things I've always told everybody, right? Like since having our first kid, I mean, obviously it's funny what you're talking about, but, you know, once you go through that phase of life, right, like just understanding that really all this stuff, racing isn't that deep, right? You just, you know, I've loved and like to think that we're thriving as a family outside of the racetrack scene. And that makes everything so much more worth it and enjoyable. And, you know, we're having a blast.
This takes me right to the question I hadn't planned on asking, but we all have the saying, if the wife's not happy, nobody in the house is happy. But you changed that to say, if the four-year-old's not happy, nobody in the house is happy. The 40-year-old is running things, it sounds like.
Well, let me tell you, depending on which side of the bed she wakes up on, you know what kind of day it's going to be. So that's not entirely false, I can promise you.
I remember four-year-olds, and I was like you. I was working 30 hours a day, so I would come home, and it was always, wait till your father gets home. So no matter how exhausted I was, I'd walk in the house and say, you got to deal with him. You got to deal with her. She did this. They got to do that. And everybody's on punishment, so you got to deal with it. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I know.
those afternoons, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We have all those as well. My daughter's been in preschool now for 2 years. And I mean, even to the part where, you know, I never forget this. Last spring, she came home and she had to have a certain pair of tennis shoes. And she was losing her mind because she didn't have a pair. And I'm like, hang on. And so by the time I get home, I'm getting told all about it. I'm like, what shoes is she talking about? And she then informs me that her friend in her class, Matthew, has a pair of Vans. And she needs a pair of Vans because he's got a pair of Vans. I'm like, oh, boy. Here we are. At the time she's 2.5 to 3, I'm like, it's starting. We want the same stuff your friends have, and la da da da. So, yeah, that leads to some interesting conversations that I'm sure y'all been a part of over the times of your kids. But
Let's get back to a little bit of racing here. I think you drive for Colic Racing there. That's all over the screen. But you've also driven for some of the biggest names in NASCAR. You raced for RCR, you raced for Gibbs, you raced for Junior Motorsports. This is going to be difficult, but I'm going to ask anyway, which one had the best program? Which one were you most comfortable with?
Oh, man, most comfortable with. That is very tough to answer. They're so different. You know, every time I drove those different organizations were such different times in my life, right? Like, you know, I was, didn't know what was next in 20, from 15 to 16, ended up going to RCR running in 2017. And here I am just, you know, making Xfinity starts in a series you never thought you'd have before chance to race in. And, you know, I think back to the one thing that stuck out about that particular time in my life was I've been friends with Austin and Ty since we were 13, 14 years old, Austin and Ty Dillon. And so there's like that little bit of that family connection aspect of that. And then, you know, I ended up losing my deal in 2019 driving for those guys, and then was fortunate to go to juniors and drive part time. But I knew it was a stepping stone to whatever was next. And then, my time with Gibbs, obviously, man, but just I think the personal aspect of being able to sit down with Coach and have conversations with this guy who's done so much and stood for such good things in life. You know, probably one of the best individuals I've ever met with people. And I've literally just tried to take something from all those guys and ultimately led to my time here at Colic Racing, where, you know, you have a fairly young entrepreneur, Matt Colic, who is involved in hundreds of different businesses and paving his own way in his own right. So, man, I can't say that the one program was better than the other. They've all had their unique parts of my story and my journey. And that's, I think, what's fun is, being able to go through all this and just try to learn from all of them.
And Daniel Hemric, it's almost like every single part of your journey has led you to this, I'm just going to say it, phenomenal team that is Colleague Racing. Chris Rice, Matt Colleague, the things we've heard from AJ Allmendinger are just, everything is so incredible there. The Colleague culture, I don't even know if that's a hashtag yet, but it should be, because it seems like anybody that goes there finds their happy place.
Yeah, it is. It does have a different vibe from, you know, all those race teams we talked about a minute ago had a different feel to them. And then you have the Colleague way, like you said, the Colleague culture. And I've enjoyed embracing that with you know, AJ Allmendinger over the last couple of years. And yeah, it starts with Matt Colleague, with no matter what, he wants us to have a good time. And he wants to make sure we're, yes, we love what we're doing, but if we're not having fun doing it, then we don't need to be doing it. And I'm thankful for that. And it's been cool to just see that firsthand over the last 3 years. Listen, we're competing, right? I mean, our job is to compete at a high level, and to have an owner come to you and take a little bit of that burden off, like, no one's gonna be harder on you than you're gonna be on yourself. So to have someone just come and give you that ease when times aren't going great, or even when times are going great, you know, just take us out on a golf trip, or go just hang out by his motorhome at the racetrack, like just little things that he doesn't have to do that he chooses to do to continue that culture within Colleague Racing. Yeah, it's been fun to be a part of this journey on that side of it.
And we'll continue on with part two of Daniel Hemric, The Life, coming up on MAV TV, right here, Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studio.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive style. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her drive, we just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Speed Freaks is brought to you by BetterHelp. And Crasher, now that the holiday season is behind us, no more stress for the new year, right?
Are you kidding me, nah. Kenny? The new year comes, we have so many promises in our heads and in our hearts. Reality hits, especially because it's winter. Winter is a tough season. So the way to keep yourself warm in these cold temps, cloudy days, is to reach out for others. And one of the best ways to do so is through BetterHelp. I think our holiday card even said this, that we sent out to people. You've got 365 new days to write your own story. So write it with BetterHelp. Make the end of your 2025, make that final chapter of this year positive.
And less stress. BetterHelp, it's fully online, making therapy affordable. It's convenient. Easily switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Visit BetterHelp.com/speedfreaks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/speedfreaks.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Rev up your passion for speed. MAV-TV Go is the ultimate streaming app for race fans. Enjoy exclusive racing, live events, groundbreaking originals, and a lot more. Anytime, anywhere, for free. Whether you're a diehard or just getting started, MAV-TV Go has something for everyone. MAV-TV Go, your global home of motorsports. Now on the go. Download the app now.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks.
We continue on with part two of Daniel Hemric. It's called The Life. And you get inside the life of Daniel Hemric, NASCAR Cup Series pilot runner for Colic Racing, and it happens Thursday night, 10:30 p.m. Eastern on MAV-TV. We wrap it up with part two with Daniel Hemric. Now, Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studio. Daniel Hemric, The Life on MAV-TV, debuts Thursday night on MAV-TV, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. And part of that, The Life, there's a section in there where your dad's talking about not paying the mortgage, being late for the mortgage because they needed to fund your freaking race car.
And that's been like the driving core thing that I've loved to do since I was 5 years old.
There were times that, you know, house payment would be late because we got to go run this national because we're in the points.
Does that still sting, or does that make you proud where you sit right now?
Oh, man, I feel so much pride because of that. You know, I think within that same story, I told a story throughout the segment of I remember, you know, leaving go-kart races on nights where I may have only won one class instead of all three races I was in that night. And knowing that, you know, there's enough money to stop at the Waffle House at 2 a.m. And, you know, only one of the five of us eat or two of the five of us eat, or, you know, my stepsister and I to eat, and not my stepmom and my father at that time. And, you know, I understood that. Like, I, for whatever reason, I don't even know why I knew what was happening as a 7 or 8, 9 year old, but I knew what was happening and what I was seeing. My stepsister couldn't quite understand it, but I knew. So I, throughout getting to this point, sitting here today, like, I never have ever lost sight of how actually it was as a kid. So yeah, super thankful for all the sacrifices, you know, so many different people in my life, my family have made. Yeah, it was special. It was cool to have them, right? I mean, I wasn't even in the rooms that are telling these stories. So I got to see the rendering of how the segment turned out for the first time. I thought everyone did a great job of just capturing what was real. And I appreciated that of it. And hopefully everybody does too.
Again, Daniel Hemric, The Life on MAV-TV, 10:30 p.m. Eastern on Thursday night. You'll see a side of Daniel that you probably haven't seen before, including time with his father, his wife. There's a shot of you on your mountain bike where you're contemplating certain things. And again, seeing a side of drivers and, Frank, just personalities is awesome to see when it comes to the insight that things like this provide. It kind of, you know, you're talking about the meals at Waffle House and so forth. Raising your daughters, that's a different animal now that you went through those things and providing. Listen, they're going to have they got their own bouncy house now. You were fighting for waffles at their age.
It is a little different for them than it was for me.
Yeah.
It is for sure. I am, and maybe so, right? Maybe that's why. I don't know, but.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. Like, I talk about our kids being in preschool and this and that. That wasn't a thing for us. Like, you know, kids going to, you know, whatever, hang out with their friends and do their stuff on the weekends and all the stuff that they're doing. Like, I raced, that was it. Like, I had one thing on my mind, and that was racing. So it's been fun to hopefully give them little things in life that they'll experience and they'll remember as really good life experiences from their childhood as they one day get to my place where they're at today.
Well, Daniel, thanks for doing this, man. Good luck to you All-Star Weekend. More importantly, we're looking forward to seeing this thing Thursday night on MAV TV, 10:30 p.m. Eastern, buddy.
Is that May 23rd?
Yep.
All right.
Sounds right. Likewise, I appreciate it, guys.
Freak Nation, Daniel Hemric, he did not make the All-Star race. Maybe if he would have made the All-Star race, maybe he would have had the punt. No, I'm not going to go there.
He would have sent his four-year-old out there. It sounds like she could handle herself.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Again, as you've heard for the last many hours, Freak Nation, you had Kyle Larson with an epic qualification for the Indy 500. Scott McLaughlin, of course, your pole sitter. But no, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and his punch in the infield on Kyle Busch's face. And all these epic freaking videos that are coming out. I mean, Bob Pockrass with Fox Sports and NASCAR. And what did you say? Jordan Bianchi had one as well?
Jordan Bianchi's got a great one.
All right.
Everybody was in the thick of it, man.
It's going to be an epic weekend with, you know, I can't tell you the last time I watched Monaco. I can't tell you the last time I watched Monaco. Live, that is. Crasher, how's your microphone going? Yeah.
Yeah, you were in a drenched, angry pit last year. So I don't blame you for not watching Monaco. Well, I'm just saying, in Charlotte, it rained the entire weekend on you last year. So yeah, I don't blame you for that. But for people that go to the Indy 500, they put Monaco up on all the TV screens. That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Anybody that is an open wheel fan gets to watch Monaco in Indianapolis. It's kind of a neat little tradition they've done.
At what time of the morning?
I don't know. I'm at the track by 6 a.m. So I don't know. It's sometime after that. But it's fun to watch it from behind the pagoda. Everybody's cheering on. Well, hopefully everybody's cheering on anyone but Max Verstappen.
How did Max do this past weekend, Richie?
Hey, he got the dub again, but it was a close one. Lando was getting closer and closer in the final 10 laps of the race. I'm looking at the camera this time, by the way. Mm-hmm. Lando was closing in, and Max held on by just under a second. Great race at the end there. Great race. Lando just couldn't quite pull it off, though.
Under a second instead of a two-week-old win. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yep.
Wow.
Statman, we're going to Richie for our Formula One insights.
Yeah, there was a time, but it sounds like Richie's taking over the helm on that boat.
Well, just counting down the days until Lewis leaves Mercedes.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be pretty legit. Getting out of
that crap car and into a Ferrari, baby. Let's go.
But back to Kyle Larson, what he did this week. Yeah, you know what? I don't even want to talk about that.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, that sort of hung right there in the air.
Touche, Crasher.
Yeah, well, just saying. But think about what Kyle Larson did this weekend. And it's not just the results of fifth and the highest qualifying rookie for this year's Indy 500 and then flying down to Charlotte and getting third in the All-Star race. It's not just that. I sent you guys a couple of videos from what I witnessed. He was so chill all weekend. Granted, he said to many people when he strapped in that IndyCar cockpit, there was some tension and it was a little bit of a nerve-wracking experience. But other than that, as soon as he got out, he was chill with the family. His kids are running all around victory lane, having fun, doing this and that on checkered flag things. But he really was taking it in. And to be a guy to be able to do that and then still put up results in two different disciplines on the same weekend, he's overall just a special talent.
Miles apart, you know, it's like, I don't know, 1,000 miles, is that how far it is from one to the other? That's miles apart. The travel. I mean, he had a huge weekend. You're right, Crash. Huge weekend.
Statman, what's more impressive to you, that he was able to just take the pressure in stride, or the fact that he out-qualified former Indy 500 winners and multiple winners.
I think the fact that he outqualified, was able to stay focused and learned, I still think he's going to have a problem in the crowd, in the traffic, when they're racing and air changes and all of that stuff. But what he did this weekend, outqualifying, you know, the Ganassi team champions, they're behind him. And that was an enormous, enormous feat for him.
He's third favorite right now in the sports books. The two favorites, Scott McLaughlin, Joseph Newgarden, Kyle Larson is the third favorite at plus 650. So he is a bigger favorite than Indy 500 winners, Will Power, Alex Rossi,
Scott Dixon.
Hard for me to root against
Kuma Sato, Ryan Hunter-Reay, yeah. All these former winners, Kyle Larson is more favored to win the race than all those guys. Elio Castroneves.
Oh, yeah. The driver to win the race.
Yeah, but that's Las Vegas. I mean, that's got, what's that got to do with reality?
But I'm not a liar.
I will say this. If we're going to talk Vegas and talk some betting, where is Santino? Okay, real quick. Santino Ferrucci. Bet he's pretty far down there. Take Santino Ferrucci. What did he finish last year? Was he second, third?
18-1
18-1 There's your good bet. There's your money. That guy's finished great the last couple of years. He is on flyers. We'll talk about this. Let's revisit this in a week. Let's see where he will.
All right, Freak Nation. Thank you guys for being a part of this big old thing. The website, speedfreaks.tv. Be sure to follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Shoot the juice of the moose, the stat man.
Cut it loose.
Yep.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her driving, just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Speed Freaks is brought to you by BetterHelp. Hey, Crasher, now that the holiday season is behind us, no more stress for the new year, right?
Are you kidding me, nah. Kenny? The new year comes. We have so many promises in our heads and in our hearts. Reality hits, especially because it's winter. Winter is a tough season. So the way to keep yourself warm in these cold temps, cloudy days, is to reach out for others. And one of the best ways to do so is through BetterHelp. I think our holiday card even said this, that we sent out to people. You've got 365 new days to write your own story. So write it with BetterHelp. Make the end of your 2025, make that final chapter of this year positive.
And less stress. BetterHelp, it's fully online, making therapy affordable. It's convenient. Easily switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Visit BetterHelp.com/SpeedFreaks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/SpeedFreaks.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098.
800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Rev up your passion for speed. MAV-TV Go is the ultimate streaming app for race fans. Enjoy exclusive racing, live events, groundbreaking originals, and a lot more. Anytime, anywhere, for free. Whether you're a diehard or just getting started, MAV-TV Go has something for everyone. MAV-TV Go, your global home of motorsports. Now on the go. Download the app now.